KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week we'll talk about a Waters-powered art show, a band fresh from Coachella, and we'll wish Shakespeare a happy birthday. David Wiegand is assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle, and good morning.
Good morning to you.
And let's wake up with some Beethoven. That's such a pretty piece. That's Beethoven's Second Symphony from 1802, and it's on the program for the San Francisco Symphony's upcoming concerts with Pablo Heras Casado conducting, and he's so good on both early and more modern classical pieces.
Well, that's absolutely true, and I think his programming is quite brilliant, and I think that's one of the reasons that we love MTT so much is because of the brilliance in programming. The first series of concerts has Haydn's Piano Concerto in D and a rarely performed piece by Heinrich Bieber, as well as Rameau and Beethoven. I mean, it doesn't make sense on paper, but musically it's absolutely brilliant.
And Pablo Heras Casado leads the San Francisco Symphony for 2 weeks, starting on Wednesday. I'm also excited about their program beginning April 27th, when Casado will lead a brand new piece by a local favorite, Mason Bates. A small gallery with some big names attached is opening this weekend. The Frankel Gallery in San Francisco is one of the first photography-only galleries in the U.S., and they're opening a lab, Frankel Lab, on Market Street. And their first show is being curated by filmmaker John Waters.
That's right. And there are so many wonderful reasons to want to see this. First of all, the fact that it's a product of the Frankel Gallery, which is one of my favorite galleries in the world. The collection is extraordinary. The exhibits are extraordinary. But then also the fact that, you know, there's something new opening in mid-market and that John Waters is curating. And so I think it should be divine.
And I talked to Jeffrey Frankel, and he said the Frankel Lab will mostly feature works that aren't photography, works with artists who they might not have worked with otherwise.
The lab will be more like dating an artist. We can experiment with younger artists, with artists who are not tied to photography. So it will be what the name suggests, more like a laboratory.
So that's like Tinder art. The Frankel Lab opens this evening at 5 p.m. with John Waters' show, Home Improvements, continuing through May 28th. April is both the sweetest and cruelest month for theater lovers. It's Shakespeare's 452nd birthday this month, and the 400th anniversary of his death is April 23rd. But there's lots of ways to celebrate his life. Most excitingly, Shotgun Players is doing a really cool version of Hamlet.
Yeah, they are. It's kind of like it is another example of speed dating, I guess,
yeah,
because
that's right.
Every time you go, you don't know who will be playing which part.
And that version of Hamlet is directed by Mark Jackson. The Shotgun Players presents their Pick Your Own Part Hamlet through May 8th. Also, Napa Shakes is presenting a very well-reviewed version of Cymbeline at the Napa Valley Opera House starting a week from tonight, the 22nd and 23rd. Plus, there's another free way to celebrate Shakespeare. That's Shakespeareance. This is the company that combines Shakespeare with drinking games. They're doing Comedy of Errors at Cafe Stritch in San Jose on Monday, April 25th. And that's free, so that's our cheap thrill for the week. A song now from someone who's kind of a musical impressionist. That's Asaf Avedan, an Israeli musician who has this high, funny voice. And when I hear him, I keep thinking it sounds a little like Billie Holiday. He sounds a little like Bob Dylan sometimes.
He had his own band for a long time. He actually studied visual art. He really became very, very famous when someone sampled one of his songs and made sort of dance music out of it. And he's quite irritated about it to this day.
But he's more of a folky.
He is very much a folky. And I think his music is wonderful. He was here last year, and it's really cool that he's back in town.
Yeah, Asaf Avedan plays Bimbos in San Francisco on Wednesday. So the San Francisco Film Festival is back with a salute to one of the great studios, Aardman Films. Those are the folks who make the Wallace and Gromit films. And they're also going to be showing a film by James Shamus and a new Whit Stillman movie. Anyway, David, what are you excited about?
Well, the thing I'm excited about is that it's on the move. And this is a really interesting experiment, perhaps, that they're doing. Usually they're grouped around, you know, the kabuki and so forth. This year they're actually going to sort of center most of the action down in the Mission with, you know, the new Alamo Draft House and some other venues down there. And I think that's really – I mean, parking is a nightmare. So take public transportation. But the idea that they're taking it into different parts of the city I think is really to be applauded.
Yeah, I want to also point out that director Tom McCarthy will be showing a screening of his film, The Station Agent. He's the guy who made Spotlight, but The Station Agent is the film that introduced the world to Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones.
Love that film.
Yeah, the San Francisco Film Festival kicks off on Thursday and continues through May 5th in San Francisco and Berkeley. Here's a small band now with a big sound. That's Halos. This is a British trio. A really meticulous sound. If you just hear that sound mix, there's so much going on. But this mournful tone, very minor keys, you know, for dance floor music, right? And I guess this is sometimes people call this trip hop, but it just sounds great.
It is trip hop, I guess. And I'm not usually a huge fan of trip hop. Some of it I like and some of it I don't. But I really do like this sound a lot. I listen to a lot of their music. It is moody. It's infectious, whether you're dancing or not. I'm not quite sure how you dance to it, but I love listening to it.
Well, it's a slow dance. You can catch Halos at Brick and Mortar on Tuesday. They're coming here fresh from Coachella, and that's probably the last time they'll play a room this small. $15 in advance, so I'm going to call that another cheap thrill. David, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. We post details on all these shows at the do list at kqed.org/arts. I'm Cy Musiker. Follow me on Twitter at Cyrus KQED.